享受工作，乐生活，随时随地自在安排，高效工作不打折。 HP Dragonfly 一公斤轻巧机体，搭配超长效电池，3:2萤幕比例，视野更高，看更多，支援触控功能，好看又好滑，顶尖安全的工作好伙伴。 HP Dragonfly 顶级商务笔电，采用 Windows 11专业版，在任何地方展现卓越的工作表现。
This episode is sponsored by Roy Chan. Hello, 各位通勤家族，你知道吗？通勤学英语这个节目每天都有新的内容，但是为了给大家带来最好的文章跟跟读音档，张老师需要长时间的坐在电脑前录音，其他的时间就是站着半天一天的企业教育训练。录音录久了，就会一直需要换姿势，变得整个很不专注，心情繁杂，然后久站一天后回家坐下，又很容易软瘫成史莱姆。这样日复一日的不正常 posture 会让身体渐渐的崩坏，变成这里也酸那里也酸，特别是下背部老是怪怪的。所以这次要分享通勤家族的好康是 Roy Chan 正极坐垫。这款坐垫在网络上叫做减压神器，在韩国购物网站上听说满意度超高。Roy Chan 品牌荣获200多项专利认证、设计以及系统认证，坐垫的材质也是通过了 SGS 无毒认证和安全性测试。刚好厂商来邀约，我就来试看看是不是真的这么厉害。我近期已经在体验跟享受坐垫带来的改善。在我分享心得之前，跟大家先说个好消息，我们也有跟 Roy Chan 要到超高折扣，有兴趣的通勤家族朋友可以点开单集资讯栏，参考这个坊间所说的减压神器的相关资讯哦。 And now we get back to the regular program. Hello you guys, and welcome to another shadowing activity on 15min.today with John.You are now listening to our regular program on Mondays. And every Monday, we have our listeners, that is you, our 15 Min's family members, to come and sit down with me and read an article together. And most of our news articles are mostly our articles and topics that you can learn today and use tomorrow. And here we emphasize and stress the importance of output. So guys, remember, don't just listen to me reading the article. You gotta come and join me and read it out loud. And if you have extra time, you want to shadow this article along with me, line by line, then paragraph by paragraph. Okay? But remember, you don't have to force yourself to do this in one go.Take it over a couple of days if you like this topic. Take it over the next couple of days and have fun with it, listening to it and reading it out loud. And remember, you want to focus on the output, okay? So you want to leave your dictionary work and all the grammar work and all the checkups. You want to do that much, much later, okay? First, focus on your listening and speaking. Great. So what are we going to read today? Today, we are going to read about a recent news. If you are a baseball fan of any sort, we all know a few months ago, we talked about Shohei Ohtani. And now the new Shohei news is not only about him moving to Dodgers, but also about his interpreter, Ipe. And what happened with Ipe? Everybody knows it's all over the news. He stole some money.And obviously, this case is still under investigation, but Shohei has mentioned that he is unaware of the matter and he is the victim in this case. So, guys, we hope Shohei all the best in his baseball career. And of course, sports gambling is not good for sportsmen. And also for you guys out there with sports gambling, you want to be very, very careful. All right, so let's check out the highlights.Of this news today about Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. Our first highlight, allegations against Shohei Ohtani's interpreter highlight the importance of trust and integrity in professional sports environments worldwide. Next highlight, this incident underscores the pervasive challenges posed by gambling addiction and the need for increased awareness and support.Lastly, Shohei Ohtani's resilience amid controversy serves as a reminder of the power of perseverance in the face of adversity. So, terms related to gambling, guys, is trust and integrity in professional sports, as well as the gambling addiction. So if you are addicted to gambling, there are some help and support available out there. And of course, Shohei Ohtani's resilience amid controversy, referring to the fact that he came back quite well playing a few games. The incident did not affect him too much, hopefully. So let's read the article together. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter dismissed amid allegations of theft and illegal gambling. Baseball sensation Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers after allegations of theft connected to illegal gambling surfaced. The controversy arose when it was reported that significant amounts of money were transferred from Ohtani's bank account to an illicit gambling operation, allegedly facilitated by Mizuhara. The news came at a crucial juncture as Ohtani embarked on his regular season debut with the Dodgers. Despite the excitement surrounding his performance, the allegations against Mizuhara cast a shadow over the team. The Dodgers swiftly took action, terminating Mizuhara's contract as they launched investigations into the matter. Investigations revealed that approximately $4.5 million was transferred from Ohtani's account to a bookmaker, raising questions about the legality of sports betting, particularly in states like California, where it remains prohibited. While Ohtani himself is not implicated in any wrongdoing, the incident has brought to light the stringent policies of Major League Baseball, which prohibit any form of betting related to baseball games. Conflicting accounts have emerged regarding Ohtani's involvement in covering Mizuhara's gambling debts. Initially, reports suggested that Ohtani had transferred funds to assist Mizuhara, but subsequent statements from both parties contradicted this narrative. Ohtani's legal representatives have since accused Mizuhara of perpetrating massive theft, intensifying the controversy. Despite the upheaval, Ohtani remains focused on his game, determined to maintain his stellar performance on the baseball diamond. However, the scandal involving his former interpreter underscores the challenges faced by athletes both on and off the field. As investigations continue, the baseball world awaits clarity and resolution in this troubling saga. The implications of Mizuhara's actions extend beyond baseball, raising questions about the trust placed in interpreters by athletes. As a longtime companion of Ohtani, Mizuhara played a pivotal role in facilitating communication, ensuring Ohtani's comfort, making the betrayal felt by Ohtani and the Dodgers particularly poignant. Moreover, Mizuhara's admission of gambling debts highlights the destructive consequences of unchecked behavior and the need for increased awareness and support for those struggling with addiction. As legal proceedings unfold, there are likely to be ramifications for Mizuhara and potentially others involved in the alleged gambling operation, underscoring the importance of integrity and accountability within professional sports. In the midst of this controversy, Ohtani's resilience serves as a beacon of hope, reminding fans and fellow athletes alike of the power of perseverance in the face of adversity. As the baseball world awaits the outcome of investigations, the incident serves as a sobering reminder of the complexities inherent in the world of professional sports. Next, let's move on to keyword drills. Our first keyword, interpreter. Interpreter. Interpreter means a person who translates orally from one language to another. Example sentence, allegations against Shohei Ohtani's interpreter highlight the importance of trust and integrity in professional sports environments worldwide. Next keyword, facilitated. Facilitated. Facilitated means to make something easier. Example sentence, The controversy arose when it was reported that significant amounts of money were transferred from Ohtani's bank account to an illicit gambling operation, allegedly facilitated by Mizuhara. Next keyword, contradicted. Contradicted. Contradicted means to say the opposite of what someone else has said. Example sentence, initially reports suggested that Ohtani had transferred funds to assist Mizuhara, but subsequent statements from both parties contradicted this narrative. Next keyword, perpetrating. Perpetrating. Perpetrating means to bring about or carry out something such as a crime or deception. Example sentence, Ohtani's legal representatives have since accused Mizuhara of perpetrating massive theft, intensifying the controversy. Our last keyword of the day, upheaval. Upheaval. Upheaval means a violent or sudden change. Example sentence, despite the upheaval, Ohtani remains focused on his game, determined to maintain his stellar performance on the baseball diamond. And guys, that's the article today. If you have time today to go through the exercise, no problem, go on ahead. But if you only have 5 or 10 minutes to spare, remember, start with casual listening, then move on to reading out loud whenever you can. And then somewhere down the line, during the week, spare that 10 to 15 minutes to do deliberate practices. And you want to focus on output. So you come back and you can do deliberate practices, shadowing the article along with me, line by line and paragraph by paragraph. And most importantly, guys, you want to have fun during the process. Don't pressure yourself to finish everything in one go. You're welcome to always come back to these articles. We have tons of other articles available for you on Mondays too, so be sure to check them out. And for the rest of you who might ask, hey, I would like more content like this, please do check out our VIP membership where we offer additional content and more shadowing activities like this to help you along in improving your listening and speaking skills. Thank you, guys, and I will see you in the next episode.
Good job, and thanks for tuning in. 想要收听更多过去的跟读单元以及节目，欢迎到我们官网 www.15mins.today。有兴趣 John 老师以及其他资深英语老师对谈的节目，记得周末也要回来收听我们同情学英语。Catch you in the next one.